With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The bodies of four American service members have been found following the crash of their military refueling aircraft in western Iraq. A search continues for the other two crew members. We get the latest from the BBC.
U.S. Central Command says the circumstances of the crash of the KC-135 are still under investigation, but the loss of the plane was not due to hostile or friendly fire. According to the U.S. military, a second aircraft involved in the incident landed safely. The crash happened in an area of western Iraq where pro-Iranian militias operate.
At a Pentagon briefing this morning, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Iran's new supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured. Yesterday, Iranian state TV read a statement from the new Ayatollah, but he did not appear on camera. A large explosion rocked an area of Iran's capital today where thousands were gathered for a mass demonstration calling for Israel's demise. Meanwhile, in Turkey, NATO defenses intercepted another ballistic missile fired from Iran, the third time since the war began. President Trump says he doesn't think it would be appropriate for the Iranian soccer team to attend this year's World Cup.
The president on Thursday cited the life and safety of Iranian athletes as reasons why the team's members should not attend. The U.S. will be hosting the World Cup alongside Mexico and Canada. Earlier this week, the president had reassured the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, that Iranian players and coaches would be welcome despite the war. Iranian leaders say it is not possible for their country to take part in the World Cup. Bob Agnew reports.
We're learning from the government this morning that the U.S. economy advanced at a sluggish 0.7% in the last 3 months of last year. That's a big downgrade of the first estimate. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers have killed an abortion bill. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The measure would have held a woman who has an abortion criminally liable. No other state, even those which have banned or sharply curtailed abortion, has such a law. The issue has divided pro-life advocates both in Tennessee and across the nation. Some say such legislation is needed to further protect the life of the unborn baby. Others argue it would hurt the pro-life cause, pointing out that many women who have abortions do so under pressure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in the largely conservative West African nation. The legislation also calls for punishing the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on LGBT advocacy groups. Laws proscribing homosexuality are common across Africa. More than 30 of the 54 countries criminalize same-sex sexual acts. This is SRN News. NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now...
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis 2 around the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning, there's still work to be done there.
We are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
85-year-old Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina has no plans to retire. He announced this week that he will run for an 18th House term this November. More details at SRNNews.com.